Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Actor Tim Matheson going to phone the program a little later on. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans in the house. How you doing, Mr. Evans?
Oh,
it's two for Tuesday or double shot Tuesday, wherever you're living.
Good.
It's also tan line Tuesday on the show. Alexa, we get our own deal on Alexa now. It's just Todd and Tyler. Say, Alexa, enable Todd and Tyler skill. Once you do that,
it'll order dildos.
It might at this point. And then you can get the podcast or the stream live.
I think we got an email from a guy yesterday that said you set his off because he was listening on his phone.
Uh-huh.
And you set it yesterday, and Alexa went, "Oh, hey, what? You're talking to me?"
There you go.
Skills?
I got to check. I talked to my dad last night. I'm going to see if it works for him too. So.
That's what Alexa said. Skills.
Yeah.
And they use that term loosely.
No, it wasn't it's our skill. It's the
Alexa
machine skill
that has the skill.
Right. What's new?
Not enough. Too much. It's all.
You know, I usually wake up somewhere between. I don't know. I look at the clock and I get maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And this is one of those mornings where I woke up thinking it was that time in the morning when I wake up, 40 minutes ahead of time. One eyed the clock, it said 4:29. I go, Jesus, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because that means it's a minute away from going off. I realize you wake up a little earlier than me, but same thing. Whatever, it is one of those deals you wake up and go,
right.
Everybody with alarm clocks does that. I never make it to the alarm clock. I really never do. But I'm thinking, man, come on.
See,
I
will wake up 2 minutes before the alarm and wait.
I don't want that thing going off. I think it going off actually just freaks me out even more. I'd rather just have it turn off at that point and get the hell up.
I'm squeezing every minute out of that that I can.
I can't.
Two minutes is two very precious minutes.
You're not sleeping.
I am.
Oh, you'll fall back asleep in 2 minutes.
Whatever. I'm not moving. Mm-hmm. My eyes are closed. I'm still in bed. I'm all comfy, right. Cozy. It's an important 2 minutes.
Comfy, cozy.
So there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Two snooze bars.
I know you've been.
That's what I have.
That's actually not many for you, actually.
The alarm goes at 4:20, and then I hit two snooze bars. I'm out of bed at figure 8, 4:36. Maybe I'll lay there for a little while longer.
Yeah. You're closer to the Mesa, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have as much of a commute as you.
Two snooze bars. Piss off the wife? Just in general, I should say. Say yes.
I have one of those alarms that, it starts out real soft.
Oh.
Yeah. And since I'm half deaf, she hears it before I do. When it first starts, she can hear it.
Does
I
she can't. Punch your shoulder?
And then she nudges me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I turn it off. I think she's in the routine. She can sleep through most of it.
Yeah, but she... I love that.
Is it one of those?
So you're like you can't hear any. You don't hear Dick and starts waking her up.
No, I try to catch it as quickly as I can hear.
Right,
but a lot of times she hears it before I do. And,
is she like so conditioned? She doesn't even really wake up when she's nudging.
Probably
you?
Not. You're right.
It's just a reflex. Todd, get the F up.
I bought my son an alarm clock. He's never had one because his mom's been waking up his whole life, but they're out of town a lot anymore, and he's sitting there, has to get up early for working out. And I said, okay, I'm going to put the alarm clock across the room because this is how alarm clocks work. If it's sitting next to you, you're going to turn it off and fall back to sleep. You're the age you would do that. That's any age for that matter. So I put it across the room. I said, what happened this morning? He goes, oh, I heard it. I got up and turned it off and went back to bed. Got up, walked across the room, turned it off, went back to bed.
Yeah.
I said, you can't do that.
I got getting up and going across the room energy, but that's about it.
And then right back to bed.
Yeah, I know. Those,
that's what you do.
I know.
Yeah, those tricks don't work.
He learned it the first day he ever used an alarm clock.
Well, yeah. It's not learn. You have to unlearn that.
That's true. Is that just in us ingrained?
Yes.
Get up, walk 8 miles, turn off, and go 8 miles back to your bed.
Yes. Yes, apparently that is.
Apparently it is. You've never had an alarm clock.
That's the instinct. That's what I do every day.
Yeah. Do you get out of bed to do it?
No, I get out of bed. I come here.
Yeah.
And then I just run right back to bed.
All right, good morning. Wake up and take on the day.
That's one of the things I never did. I never put my alarm clock across the room. Never had to.
Well, that's an old trick. I've never done it either.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But I started waking up to an alarm when I was, like, in first grade.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah, my parents just.
No, I was always, get up, Mike.
Mike!
Get up, Mike. My sister, somebody had to wake my ass up.
Flicking lit cigarettes at you.
yeah, that was it. Yeah. That's exactly.
Where the hell did that come from?
No,
he's part of the Breakfast Club. I didn't know
yeah,
you
exactly.
Knew that.
You gave me a pack of carton of cigarettes. No. My mom was nice. She was sweet when she woke me up.
She didn't throw lit cigarettes at
no,
you.
No, she did not. No.
That was nice of her.
I know. It was nice of her. I appreciate that.
Jeez.
Burned down 3 houses.
What happened at Puss's farm?
I don't know, man. We know your mom.
But she didn't do that to us unless we asked.
And that was just straight on our, you know, right there on our skin, you know. That was a fetish thing. Brought the fetish home, Craig, apparently. Unless we asked.
Right. Did your mom let chickens in your room? Couple of roosters crowing.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
Yeah.
No farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You act like you act like they weren't already in my room, Todd.
That's true.
Yeah, everybody's farm has at least one rooster.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn noisy.
It's a pretty small house. I just bunked in the chicken coop.
All right.
Well, that's cruel.
Well, that's where the cigarettes
came from.
Well,
no, like when I was a teenager, you know, when you want to move to like the basement,
we didn't have
one of those. I just, well, I'm going to go live in the chicken coop.
Right. That's comfy.
We are celebrating National Zoo and Aquarium Month. So go to your local zoo, go to your local aquarium.
All right.
They're kind of one and the same in the town we live in.
Yes, it is.
I'll
you do have to go to one to get
cool.
to the other.
That's very cool.
I'll actually be at a very large aquarium next week in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Been telling my daughter about this place for years, and we're finally going to get a chance to go there.
Excellent.
They got a great aquarium there.
It is great.
I understand, so did you, there's a nice zoo in Omaha, too.
For all you College World Series fans, if you're up listening this morning, show your hogs are leaving.
Oh, goodbye. What a dagger.
I didn't watch it, but I heard about it. Going back to Arkansas. That's the biggest crowd. That's the biggest fan
it's
base
It's the biggest
here, so.
Ones. They're the first ones out.
Yep. First
My
ones
hogs.
Out. Biggest fan base because they all just
killing
drive,
me.
They all just drive up here.
They probably didn't even get a chance to go to the zoo.
They may not have.
Yeah, on the way home.
Yeah, they can do that today.
And
yeah.
Now it's back to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Oh. No, you don't want to go to the zoo when you're sad.
No.
You don't.
You don't. Nothing picks you up when you're sad.
Certainly not the zoo.
No, I don't know. I
zoo wouldn't pick me up if I was sad.
You go stand there and watch the penguins.
I'd be sad at the zoo.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Makes you happy to stay.
Yeah, just watch the penguins.
I don't know.
It's kind of like watching Bob Ross.
When the
just
Packers
reset
lose,
your
go
brain.
Watch the penguins then. See if it works for you.
Oh, man. I talked to someone who went to the zoo the other day. I said, well, anything new? I haven't been in about 20 years.
Either five.
And apparently, there's been
maybe
a lot
15.
In the past 20 years.
Yeah, there has, yeah.
In fact, I think I was at the Wichita Zoo more recently than I was the
Zoo. Oh, we definitely were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been a while even.
They got the Koch brother monkey display. that we went to see.
Well, don't worry, Grandpa. Your drought will end here soon enough.
Yeah. Right. That's true, man.
And you try to distinguish the monkeys from the Koch brothers. They're all in the same exhibit.
Did you win? Did you find your favorite monkey amongst?
Macaque.
Yeah.
You always point to it if you see it.
And my favorite Koch brother. But that varies from day to day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who my favorite Koch brother is.
Okay. Well, it's probably the guys that battled the company because they're crazy.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys out there that did
there
that.
There are some renegades.
That weren't quite as horrible to poor people. They said, hell, we're leaving. But we'll take our inheritance, I'm sure.
And I don't know if they have an aquarium in Wichita.
No. We were just hanging out with the bikers at that time. We were there hanging out.
I'm sure there's a guy with a nice saltwater tank.
I'm sure.
There's got to be a restaurant with a nice saltwater tank somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they keep the lobster.
Yeah.
I know they have one on Big Little Lies in Monterey.
Well,
that's where Shailene Woodley's character works.
Well, there's
the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
They got one of those at the. They got a restaurant with an aquarium in St. Pete's Beach, which, and it's a huge wall of this restaurant, but they allow people to get in it with a snorkel.
Oh,
and you could be eating, and I was eating, and it's a not.
A, and there's a dude.
I was eating, and there was a dude. We were right next to it. We're about as far away maybe as the wall behind their push, maybe 10, 15 yards. And there was a dude just floating in there with his T-shirt, and it was coming up, and I just saw, like, white belly. And I'm thinking, I said, that looks okay, but we're all here at the restaurant. I can see that. It wasn't some hot chick in a bikini that paid $10. It was this guy's turn. So he's just floating there going, oh. I'm thinking, what the hell?
And you're getting all hot and bothered.
It was just stupid.
He doesn't have a tank on? It's just snorkeling?
It's a tank with
just a hose.
You just pay to get in there.
Okay.
Yeah, you pay to get in there.
But you're not connected to any water source. I mean, our air.
No,
source.
There's a hose. Just a hose down the top.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's the whole wall of the restaurants, and it's a cool looking aquarium, but you don't need to have people floating in it because that kind of defeats the purpose.
No, you should probably.
Unless it's a hot chick in a bikini just working there like all damn day.
But that's somewhere else where people aren't eating. Yeah, because even women are going to.
You see like a pube sticking out of his shorts? Great.
Yeah,
thanks for the meal.
I'll have the salmon with a side of fat guy floating by my table, please.
That's exactly what was happening when I was there.
Oh, I thought that might have been part of the deal. You have to dump in and jump in and get your own salmon. like you pick out your own lobster.
I can't remember the restaurant.
You have to swim after your own salmon. Here's a net.
It's not noodling for your dinner.
Tony should go over and do that. Tony lives right there in Tampa. He could just right across the the bridge, and you can see a skinny ass Tony in there with little black little gold Speedos.
One problem.
He can't swim.
Tony can't
swim.
He actually does.
Tony can't swim.
He sets the stereotype.
He is. He's living the stereotype.
He can't swim. Well, you really don't have to. You can actually sink in that because you got a tube. You know.
I suppose.
But you'd be freaked out probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's probably all.
I see his skinny ass body floating in that. I'd pay for that.
There's sponges and sea urchins. And you couldn't walk along the bottom.
No.
Because you'd poke yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, maybe if he's living that close to the damn ocean, he'll maybe learn how to swim.
Yeah, maybe he will.
Maybe.
That's a great point. You're in your mid-40s, you should probably learn how to swim.
And if you live on
especially
the beach.
You live in
the beach.
And now he's living
Florida,
in the ocean, right, yeah.
You know, it might be a helpful skill.
That's a good point. He sent us some pictures the other day where he was on the beach with shorts on, which I've never seen his bare legs.
No.
Well, we did, actually, but only because he would take his pants off in front of us.
Hottest days ever.
The dude never
wore
shorts.
That dude was wearing jeans.
Yeah, never wore shorts.
Yeah, it wasn't because his pants were riding up.
No, they were riding down.
All right, he is the opposite of too fat for pants guy.
Right, you're right.
I'm too skinny for shorts.
Right.
Because he's got those minute bull legs. You know, where the knees are just giant knobs.
All right, Craig, what's going on?
Hang on, our old pal Beastmasters.
Gentlemen.
Hey, brother.
Good morning.
So a giant tank of water with a fat guy floating in it.
Yep.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
was that you or was that Todd?
Me.
Okay. Where was that?
And that was down at the crossroads, which, remember, you put me underwater for 48 hours to raise money for charity.
Man, I forgot about that one. God, at least that was a charity abuse.
Yeah.
That's right. You floated in a big tank for 40.
Yeah, it was just a semi with a glass wall so everybody could see me floating there for 48 hours.
I remember that now. Right. No, how did I forgot how you, how much time did you get out of the tank? That's not safe to be in a tank 48 hours.
No, I even slept in there.
How'd you do that?
You'd have to.
Yeah, they had weights that I would hold onto the weights or put them on my feet and stuff, and I'd just sit there on the bottom of the tank and sleep.
Oh, my God.
It was actually really good.
Yeah, man, you slept. I guess you probably like sleeping in the womb, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually, because the water was like 93, 94 degrees, so it was almost body temperature. So
did you wear a tight rubber suit, or did you have your T-shirt float above your gut?
I had a T-shirt, but I tucked it in just for the sake of the children. you don't need to see that when you're donating to charity.
Who was the magician that lived in a tank? I think it happened in New York City. It sounds like something David Blaine.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Is that the right name?
Yeah, but it was different, I think.
I think he held his breath for 36 hours or something like that.
Thanks for the memories, Beast. I forgot about that. That was very cool, man. Appreciate it.
You're talking about a fat guy floating in your restaurant tank, and I'm like, oh, that sounds familiar.
48 hours, man. That's great.
See you later.
Thank you, brother.
I'm sure
I do remember that.
A great cause.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we raised a lot of money for that great cause. Whatever it is, we probably cured it.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's why you don't hear about it anymore. We cured it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't even hear about that disease, whatever it was. We don't.
We could spend all day talking about how something has been cured because some radio guy sat on a billboard.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
For 72 hours.
But you knew it wasn't us, obviously. Yeah. Somebody else did that.
Oh, we were asked.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
But we just made Beast do it.
That's the one of the oldest radio bits in the world.
I think I've got a friend who in a previous radio life spent like a weekend on a billboard a couple times.
Most of those guys aren't even employed anymore. Because that's one thing that's not is a ratings grabber. Nobody cares.
Well, it was when Marconi did it.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first one.
Good point.
Because billboards were new back then, and radio was new back then, so it was all kind of novel.
Yep.
Yeah, it got to be kind of cliche. Well, speaking of guys floating around in the water, there is a story about 40-year-old Shanshal Lahiri in West Bengal, known as the Wizard Mandrake. This is a guy that he was recreating the Harry Houdini magic trick where he lowered himself into the river. He was chained and tied with ropes.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah. And so they put him into the river, and he this gentleman, the wizard Mandrake, did not resurface.
So, I mean, for how long?
They ever find the guy? Yeah, eventually.
So, like, is he okay?
Downstream?
Yeah.
Just I don't know. They had to have pulled him out somewhere, but he's certainly dead.
Washed up on a sandbar somewhere?
No, he just never returned. Initially, they thought it was part of the act where he just didn't come back up.
So, is it one of those, he's down in a cage, tied up, and has to get out of that?
Sort of,
in the cage, got it.
He didn't.
And he died. Bad magician. Did he practice?
Trick didn't work. Well, how many times?
Well, you can't practice.
Can't practice underwater.
No, you have to practice. You just practice getting out somewhere.
And it's only got to go wrong once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you should probably wait till you get it at least, you get it right once. He wanted to proceed.
Yeah.
Well, he's
doing supervised.
You know, he wanted everybody to see him so he could revive interest in magic.
Well, he got
seriously.
He got our
attention. That's what he told local news outlets before he went under.
And he's dead.
Well, we wouldn't have talked about it.
That's true. It wouldn't have been a bit.
So he's brought attention back to magic.
Yeah, I don't know about reviving interest, but certainly brought attention.
Yeah, you just said he didn't resurface. I was expecting he's dead now, but that's the obvious part, right?
Yeah,
he's presumed.
They spring him up.
Yeah. No, they found him.
Bloated.
Well, they did.
Bloated and blue inside the cage, still cuffed.
Yeah, they
man.
Were, yeah. No, I guess.
That's brutal.
They pull up the cage. Oh, put it back down. Put it back down.
The children are watching.
Let's clear the crowd.
Where's the magic Drake? He's bloated in a cage.
So.
Not so much magic there, huh?
No, they say
you know he probably he did.
They say he didn't take proper
precautions. I'm guessing a lot of those, they can slip out of handcuffs. Maybe swelled up when he got in there. Yeah, just my guess.
Yeah, who
my,
knows?
My layperson's guess.
Yeah.
His ankles and you know, maybe drank too much the night before.
Yeah.
And you salt all up and you just swell up.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. We'd have to ask some bondage guy who is really into swimming.
Good point. Puss?
Neither.
You got cigarettes flipped at you as a two. Kid, so you might have been bonded, you know.
So New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says he and his girlfriend Rosario Dawson might be getting married soon.
Nice piece there. She's a good-looking lady.
Sure, she appreciates that.
They like the term piece.
They do.
I'm sorry. Forgot about that.
Nice piece. You can't pay a woman a higher compliment than that.
That's what women say.
You call her a nice piece.
Yeah. The last
she's
and
beautiful.
As we have discussed recently at the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire, the last bachelor to be elected president
was yesterday. We talked to James Buchanan.
Oh yeah, the
apparently was in the closet, which I you know was obvious now, but I never looked into it.
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, he was a bachelor too
in 1886.
All right,
but he was too fat to be gay.
Was he a widower?
I don't know.
Check out Grover Cleveland. See if he was a Buttigieg was talking about him because we think we found out yesterday that Buchanan lived with a boy he called Nancy Guy or something like that.
Miss Nancy.
Yeah, Miss Nancy, right.
And it was a dude.
Yeah, it was a dude. Yeah. So I'm guessing Buchanan might have been boning that dude.
Yeah, from everything I read about that dude yesterday, it's pretty much just an accepted fact.
Oh, yeah.
In recent times, when they look back on it, they're like, "Oh yeah, he was gay.
He was gay. Gays
gays
in history, man. We know that." So Buttigieg would not be the first gay president.
Right. No, not especially enough Pence gets in there.
First openly gay.
Openly gay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spence would be openly the third gay. Or fourth closet guy, probably. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.